This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. This week, we've asked some of our music reviewers to pick three of their favorite releases from this last year, and here are the choices of critic Sarah Bardeen.
Three albums really grabbed me this year, and the main thing they have in common is how different they are. The first album on my list, Echo, by Uruguayan singer-songwriter Jorge Drexler, is about as sweet as they come. It's unusual for me to be affected by an album as easygoing as Echo, but there's something about Drexler, whether it's his delicate voice or his intricate, thoughtful lyricism, that makes me truly feel his lyrics, even when he uses worn-out clichés like "all life is sacred." Of course, it probably helps that he's singing in Spanish.
Tengo tu voz, tengo tu tos, oigo tu canto en el mío.
Everything about this album is well-placed, including the subtle electronica touches, thanks to electronic tango wizard Luciano Supervie, and the hints of Uruguayan carnival music on Transporte. Choosing a single favorite track would feel like slighting good friends, but if one song illustrates his appeal, it's probably the bittersweet Salva Pantallas.
Años atrás, de pronto la casa se llenó de canciones, músicas y versos que brotaban desde tantos rincones.
After Jorge Drexler, one of my biggest discoveries of the year was Brazilian singer-songwriter Seu Jorge, whose sultry growl tickles a slightly different nerve than Jorge Drexler. His solo debut, Crew, is by no means the most consistent album. At times, he might even veer off-key. But from the first time I heard it, it grabbed onto me and wouldn't let go.
Que vontade de chorar, dói.
Jorge foregoes the cool, slinky sound we normally associate with Brazilian pop and bossa nova. Instead, his deep voice gravitates between gruff and velvety, while the songs remain anchored solely around his loose-limbed, charismatic presence. Words fail me with Seu Jorge. I would be remiss not to mention Kanye West. West is so ubiquitous in pop culture that it seems almost counterproductive to name Late Registration as one of the best albums of the year. But I suspect that a large segment of the population knows him only for hits like Jesus Walks and the insanely catchy Gold Digger. The truth is, there's a lot more to West than just top 40 chartbusters. It's an open secret that he's really an underground rap genius dressed in crossover clothing. And Late Registration is something of a masterpiece, both artistically and politically. Perhaps the most powerful track is the scathing crack music. I have never heard any performer dissect the cultural and economic impact of rap music so distinctly or so chillingly. For NPR News, this is Sarah Bardeen in San Francisco.